Welcome to Cyberpunk Radio. Denied mainstream media access to your brainstem, at least briefly.
Death Oyster smashing baby.
He might have his finger on the prophecy here.
Warning. Condition critical. The following program will fuck your mind. Listen with extreme caution, you silly human bitches.
Oh, that is so hot. That is so hot. That is so hot. That is so hot.
Welcome. Visit to and the blurring media group presenting for your listening pleasure. Cyberpunk Radio bitches. Fasten your seatbelts. We'll take a little ride on the data stream. Do you think you can handle it, you silly human bitches? Tonight, an aberrant node of the data stream appears to be emanating from the near future. A personal message from a desperate soul on the cusp of the singularity. But let's go directly into the hive of the data stream.
An enormous explosion in Los Angeles.
The LA port appears to have been obliterated.
The west coast of the United States was rocked by a 2-megaton nuclear explosion this morning, destroying much of Los Angeles. Appears to have been a nuclear blast.
Citizens are urged to stay indoors. Do not panic.
Washington sits idle as the west coast burns in a nuclear conflagration.
Millions of survivors scream out of the Los Angeles basin in a desperate panic.
Martial law has been imposed indefinitely over the entire United States.
It's been several days now since the incident. Guide account. Needle still lands out. The network's black. Thank God for the solar cells that still have power. Cable television. Signal. Intermittent. Only on 2 channels and again, that's some obtuse canned religious programming. Cellular telephone network appears to be offline completely. Satellite link. We get a good signal, but nothing we can use. Fortunately, we have good supply of water, canned goods, to keep up this. So, subversive detectives. Screaming noises. Flashes of light in the southern sky. Portent of something old. Rumors of a nuclear explosion in Los Angeles. Cannot be confirmed at this time. Right now, we're just trying to survive. It is now a test of humanity. For our future. Further transmissions into the connected dots for every eternity. Black helicopters. Hovering. Here and there. Nobody responding to our flares. As long as we have food and water. Our other amenities. We can hold out. What about the others? Those who don't have food and water supplies. They'll be left to scavenge for carcass of what remains of society. What happens to humanity then? The masses, the scavengers come. We live in a just-in-time society. Our food is delivered just in time for the grocery store. What happens when it's all disrupted? How many days until the food runs out? Our humanity runs out. We are at the cusp of the future. We can't prepare for our own future.
We're calling them pods. They're like little tiny shows that might be 2 minutes to 6 minutes in length.
Across the board, the power of corporate America is unparalleled.
Pirate Radio Broadcasting and Sedition.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode of Sci-Punk Radio.
Bye-bye.
This is fucking pretty far out.
Thanks for listening to Cyberpunk Radio, brought to you by Def Weezer Productions.
Visit Def Weezer Productions on the net, baby. At www.mental-escher.net.
Bye-bye. I must go now.
Mental Escher's pretty cool.
This show is a member of the Pod Riot Network.
Let the riot begin.